from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. It is a pretty incredible Monday evening. And, you know, we're in a short week. We're headed into a holiday weekend. There are a lot of reasons to have a lot of questions about the markets and about finances. And on Mondays, of course, we talk about money, as Lonnie Perkins just said. Hillary Kramer is back with us, my co-host on these Monday nights. Hillary, it's great to have you here. I'm just curious, you know, the interesting thing about life in America is that the markets and politics and business and life kind of all work together. Like they are four like ingredients to like the secret sauce of what makes America America. And in the current makeup of things, you know, we've had a lot of like Supreme Court activity last week, and depending on which side you're on, there's some very good optimism and there's some very, you know, distraught, you know, pessimism about things. But I'm looking at the Kramer research materials that Scott and the team put together today. And Scott Martin's with us tonight, by the way, as well. And it looks like you guys are starting to say, hey, we might have hit a bottom and there might be some optimistic reasons for thinking positively about the future. Am I wrong, Hillary Kramer?
You are not wrong. There are many reasons to be optimistic about the future. Namely, although history is not always an indicator of what the future will be, you can look historically over decades and the market always comes back, right? It always comes back. So just starting with that, right? When there's blood in the streets, that's when you want to buy. It's a gruesome quote, but it's made billionaires out of
that
people.
Is a gruesome quote, but I'll let it just sit for now. I mean, we don't want any blood in the streets. That's the point. This is America. We're supposed to solve our problems, you know, with words, but sometimes, you know, we get a little upset with those.
We're in a position now where we've seen a lot of fallout in the market. When you think about the corrections of the stocks like that I've talked about in the past weeks, you know, Netflix down 80%, Tesla down 75%, all of these chip companies, the Salesforce.coms, you know, these data AI companies, all off 75%. It's now that we start rebuilding a base. But we also have to be lucky. We can't have another pandemic. We cannot be in a situation where we have anything political, you know, some international political issue, and we can't have any terrorism. And I just hope, I was thinking about this in New York just over the weekend, I hope that we're on like absolute highest alert, because we should never have another 9/11 ever.
We hope not.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
So, but you know, we've become so, you know, we're so fighting within ourselves, within our country. We got to watch who our enemies are. Now, one of the major topics I'd love to discuss tonight and tie in some nice stocks and REITs to buy, but is what's going on with the real estate market, which is really fascinating and really scary and shows you how quick things can change. So is that something we should save?
No, you can go right for it.
Ah, okay. So fascinating. The mortgage rate, right? The 30-year fixed mortgage that used to be 2%, 2.4%. I know people who got 1.75%. This is a year ago. The 30-year is at 5.64, and in mid-June it was over 6%. That was for a 30-year fixed mortgage in a house that you're going to live in, not an investment house. An investment house is like 300 basis points higher. You know, you're talking 8 to 10%. This is massive. Now, what's that doing? It's creating a supply of homes that are now finally for sale. Matter of fact, we have supply up 21% from a year ago. Remember how there was no supply? Now
everybody had bought everything. They moved out of cities and got into the suburbs as fast as they could.
Right, plenty of supply. And then the very last ones who knew that the rates were going up, they went and they bought. So the median listing price just in the past week, it was up 17% over a year ago.
Wow.
So you see what's going on here? Prices are up, but the market is starting to slow down really, really quick.
Well, and that's what you predicted last week, maybe last week, the week before. But to your point, Hillary, my next door neighbor wanted, so they're empty nesters. Their final kid went off, graduated high school, is headed off to Fordham next year, doing the whole college thing. It's just going to be the two of them. Their house is probably a 4 or 5 bedroom with a couple of baths. He wanted to sell, but didn't want to bother with a realtor, didn't want to bother with all of the other stuff. Privately listed it, did all the showings himself. Within the first 2 days, got 6 offers over asking price, of which 2 fell off. So he had 4 bona fide offers over asking price, and he never had to lift basically a finger to do much about it, you know, except a couple of showings. And to me, that tells you the supply is hot, the activity is hot, but they're saying with that interest rate bump from the Fed a couple of weeks ago, watch for this thing to spike quickly because nobody wants to borrow money at that rate anymore.
Right. You can't. It's so expensive. How can anyone buy an expensive house to begin with? Everything's overpriced, even with it having gone down, right? Even with, you know, some of the prices already starting to get slashed this week. It's still a 6% mortgage? Whoa, that changes everything from 2%. You know, I mean, when you look at what it means on a monthly basis. So I think that's why we're seeing rentals starting to rise, especially like in New York City. There was did you see the interesting front page of the New York Post this week showing, you know, people lining up to look at a small one-bedroom apartment, you know, for $3,800 a month without a doorman? So now suddenly people are saying it makes more sense to do that. Plus, real estate taxes have risen.
Right.
So, you know, like, even if you buy and you own and you think how nice it is to own, you could be paying, you know, you could be paying like $2,000 if it's, let's say it's a 3-4-bedroom home. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but you could be paying in some areas $2,000 a month, which is $24,000 a year for taxes. So for $2,000 a month, you could go rent something for $3,500 a month, and the $2,000 is someone else's problem, and everything else is someone else's problem. So I think, and everyone really does, you know, people don't really know what will happen. What does the future hold for us? Obviously, there's so much uncertainty, and the political infighting within this country is certainly, you know, detrimental to the market. But in terms of where we stand right now, okay, we're at Monday. The end of the week is the 30th, which is on Thursday. You should see for the next 3 days the market to go up because there's just natural, what we call window dressing, right? Things were really bad. People lost a lot of money. It's kind of a last Hail Mary chance, and everybody does it at the same time, so they all end up sort of catching the ball. So we could see, so anyone who's a short-term trader, not a bad time to get into something that's beaten down that you might want to sell, you know, a week later.
Hold that thought, Hillary.
Okay.
The saxophone means we are going to break as the hot sardines play us out. We've got a lot to us yet get to.
Scott Martin is with us, one of the top researchers at Kramer Research. I want to ask him, because he published a very, well, I was surprised at how, I'm not going to say it was, you know, glowingly positive, but it was more positive than I thought it was going to be data today. I want to ask him about that. And, of course, Hillary Kramer, my co-host here on Monday nights, we are ready to help you protect what you've earned and make more. Stick around.
Being mindful about your health can be a challenge. Invite Health is making this easy with our buy one, get one free Independence Day sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Make your summer better by learning more about health and wellness from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, right here on 970 The Answer, Monday through Friday at noon. You can check out my past shows and podcasts at invitehealth.com. You can speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week, in person, by phone, or by video. To order, call 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Or visit invitehealth.com to place your order and check out our retail locations and additional product offers. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one, get one free Independence Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345. Or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. It's a look at today's most compelling stories and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to daybreakinsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's daybreakinsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's daybreakinsider.com.
Hi friends, this is Katie Pavlich from townhall.com. The liberal media and big tech are working overtime to promote the left's anti-American agenda to silence me and the reporters on our team at Town Hall. We must bring the truth to the American people free from the spin of big media and the censorship of big tech companies. Town Hall covers the news that matters, exposing the COVID lies, the leftist rot and crime surge in our cities, the illegal alien crisis at our southern border, and all of Joe Biden's unconstitutional overreach, including the critical race theory attacks on our children and grandchildren by school boards working with the Department of Justice. Visit townhall.com each morning, afternoon, and night for the truth as my team investigates the Biden administration, their big media friends, and leftist activists. With your support, we can keep holding government bureaucrats and their allies in the media accountable. Visit townhall.com today to join the fight. The fight for our nation starts with townhall.com.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello? Anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
For more information, go to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
Dennis Prager says, those that resent create chaos.
Men give birth and defund the police are the resenters' mottos, to tear all down to create chaos. If there are no police, you have chaos. If there's no difference between men and women, you have chaos. It comes from, among other things, resentment.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
AM 970. The Answer.
If I should take a notion, dump myself into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, so glad to have you with us. Welcome to Monday. It is very busy because it is a Money Monday. And the markets, though they have been an up-and-down ride on a rodeo's bucking bronco over the last 6 months, Scott Martin of Kramer Research, you tell us today, and I think you put this in the trading desk today, you tell us that there's some positive signs here. And you're not talking about it being some sort of like rosy, glowing market, but you're saying there's some signs for optimism. And I think after 6 months of complete, you know, back and forth, that's welcome news. What gives you this sense of optimism?
Optimism, I guess cautious dread might be a way to put it, you know, tentative that the world is not falling in. But I think what's going on, Kevin, is Hillary has really hammered into us all at the, on the team that you never want to fall for a head fake. In a market like this, it will take your face off. So for the last 6 months, no, I'm serious, you know, and we've seen that again and again and again. People feel like, oh, the worst is over. It's just a normal bear market. Hooray, buy the dip. They get their face taken right off. So you need a whole lot of hints to get that confirmation. We've been looking for months for that. Lately, we're actually seeing the signs that maybe the worst is almost over. Light at the end of the tunnel. It might be the train.
Give me one or two of those. What are those that you're looking at?
We're looking at, first of all, a couple of IPOs are actually making us money. People are buying growth again. And for the last year and a half, the IPO market's been a slaughter. Company after company puts their deal out there. It just drops 80% and it stays there. And that's not exactly grounds for confidence. That's one. Second thing is the market as a whole. You know, big tech is actually getting some bid here where people are looking at these companies, weighing the cash, just weighing the size and thinking this is not going to go down any farther. You can't sink that battleship. So Amazon, Apple, they're pushing support from the top end of the market. Between the two of those, we might actually see a bottom one of these days.
All right. Hillary, do you agree with what your top researcher has just said? And what are some of the highlights that you take away?
Absolutely. We're at that point. Yeah, people got taken out to the woodshed. There's no question about it, because they were so spoiled with, oh, we've been through this before. 3 days later, we're going to hit new highs, right? And then we just kept hitting new lows. So that's why when talking about IPOs, we have the expertise to figure out the IPOs, the initial public offerings that are going to do well. And when we look at some of the, you know, some of these companies, like there's one CRDO, Credo Tech Group Holdings. It was a Goldman Sachs underwriting in January. It is up 27% from the offering. Now, that might not be the best in the world, but it is a Goldman Sachs company. It is internet and network solutions, kind of AI company. But everything else, I could go through a list right now, you know, down 65%, Expion, AN2 Therapeutics down 41%, Aconda 77%, Blue Water Vaccine 71% down, Mayhew International MedTech down 42%, TC Biopharma down 90%. This is what has been going on, Kevin. Scott and I have been watching everyone lose their shirt, literally. And then you get these companies where you realize, like Silver Spike Investment, which, by the way, might be more of a short-term winner because it's one of those blank check companies. Now it ended up being 131% since its offer in, on February 4th. But a lot of those, you know, one wants to be really careful about. And it's, I think we're actually at a good segue to talk about crypto. I think
if you feel like you're ready for it, go for it. Jump on it, because
The news keeps getting worse and worse.
That's encouraging.
Right? I mean, like, can it get much worse? Yeah, it actually can get much worse than it is. What we're seeing are that these stable coins, this has been going on 6 weeks, these stable coins that shouldn't, you know, that don't have any possibility for default, are default. Okay, so, you know, and are not being able to pay their loans back, and it's so odd. It's like you have cryptocurrency coins that got themselves backed by cryptocurrency coins that were sure coins, you know, that would never go down, and those are going down, which means that everything is going down. So I would say crypto is in, you know, cryptocurrency, it's a very tough time. Is it going to stay forever? Yeah, it's here forever. But right now, you know, it's going to be rough. And we're going to
I want to make the distinction again, as I do with my tech experts. there's a difference in loving the technology behind crypto and seeing the advantage of what blockchain will do for everything, from medical diagnoses to murder cases for law enforcement to all. I mean, there's going to be all kinds of problems that blockchain solves. We're going to have the ability at some point to have only registered, bona fide, verified citizen voters because of blockchain. There's going to be so many applications to what that does. But in terms of making crypto as an investment tool, I'm still very sketchy and ouchy about it, because though it uses a technology that I'm a huge fan of, I haven't seen Bitcoin or any of the others, to be candid, really produce the goods. Like, there's lots of, it's kind of like, it reminds me of the last days of the .com stuff, where he's like, oh, well, everybody's into it. Okay, great, everybody's into it. But is it working?
I know. And then what the .com boom did was it like seduced the waited until it seduced the very last person who finally threw in their towel, sold their stalwart companies, you know, their top 10 Dow, sleepy Procter & Gamble's, and jumped in right head first, and those were the ones that got knocked out the worst, because at least if you were already up 600% and then you're down 400%, you still doubled your money. But all these other characters out there that knew what they were doing, said they didn't believe in it, you know, they got hurt. And that's what's going to happen with a lot of the crypto. Now, the good news is Bitcoin, it had been over $60,000 for one Bitcoin, right? We're hovering around $20,000 for one Bitcoin. But it's all of those other coins that I've been watching, right? There have been so many coins that have been created. So it's gonna be tough. And when you talk, Kevin, to the fact that the blockchain is going to help us so much, I want to make this point I've made before, which is that the blockchain is Google Suite. That, to me, we already have blockchain. Our kids are on blockchain. They go on Google Docs, they do a document, and the teacher and their friends can see who did it, when it was done, how much time was spent on it, what edits were made. It reminds me of the WeWork company that lost, you know, tens of billions of dollars, because in some ways it was literally the Regis, you know, rent a space concept that had like a little cute, you know, jingle to it, and, you know, a fearless leader who looks pretty good. So we have to be very careful, because so much of this technology is already out there. That being said, I don't mean to jump around, but AOL looked like they had the technology the way Google seems to have all the technology, right, for the blockchain. AOL had instant messaging, they had the walled garden, they had the ability to bring you all the, you know, the retail costs that you were looking for on airlines and whatever it might be, and they blew it, right? Google.
Well, they stopped imagining what was next, and that was their downfall. And I think where blockchain has stuff over even Google Suites is that it's instantaneous. The points of contact are going to be so embedded, they're going to be able to verify almost immediately. That's a different conversation, but we've got a lot of conversation left. IPOs, tips, stuff for your week. You don't want to miss this. Stick around.
Looking for a memorable way to celebrate the 4th of July? The 2022 New York City fireworks cruise on board the Atlantis yacht is guaranteed to be a great time. There's no better way to see the Macy's 4th of July fireworks show than with a 360-degree view of Manhattan aboard the Atlantis yacht's annual 4th of July cruise. Enjoy this special evening with great food, dancing, and the best seats in the city to see the fireworks. A break from the ordinary barbecue, celebrate in style with fireworks, family, and fantasy. fantastic views. This year, Atlantis will limit passenger count to ensure guest comfort. Tickets include a premium open bar, hors d'oeuvres, dinner, live DJ entertainment, and more. Book your memories today aboard the best 4th of July cruise New York City partygoers can rely on. For tickets, email events@newyorkcruises.com or call 718-646-8083. That's 718-646-8083.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, hidden options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted, call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
Partly cloudy skies. We sit at 71 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, non-citizens here in New York City are being blocked from voting in local elections. A New York State Supreme Court judge struck down the measure that was passed earlier this year, which would have let more than 800,000 adults vote in municipal elections starting in 2023. The measure included mayor, public advocate, and borough president races, but didn't allow non-citizen voting in state and federal elections. Republican officials across New York City and the state are applauding the decision, calling it a victory for citizens' rights and election integrity. Governor Hochul is signing into law new legal protections of thousands of MTA employees. Let's get more from Liz Warner.
The governor recognized thousands of MTA employees who did essential work during the pandemic, many of whom were frequently targeted with attacks and harassment.
But these same workers who are willing to put their lives on the line to get us where we need to go during a pandemic, they need to be protected as well, because they've always been there for us.
There were over 118 physical assaults on MTA workers last year and over 2,500 harassment cases. While the crimes are second-degree felonies, legal protection only covers certain jobs like conductors and bus operators. The new bill extends protections for another 11,000 transit employees. Liz Warner, NBC News Radio, New York.
Thank you, Liz. Taking a look at the traffic in the Bronx. Cross Bronx, slow in both directions. From the Bronx River Parkway over to the George Washington Bridge, the eastbound Bruckner is slow from the Triborough out towards the Hunts Point Drawbridge. Still jammed up in Queens on the eastbound LIE from the BQE out to the Cross Island Parkway. Grand Central delays start eastbound at LaGuardia and take us out towards the Kew Gardens interchange. Your forecast for tonight, a slight chance of an evening shower, then cloudy overnight, low 64. Tomorrow, a delightful summer day. Low humidity, lots of sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. Sunshine on Wednesday, high of 80. Sunshine Thursday, high of 84. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, very glad to have you with us. It is Money Night, where we talk about all things financial, economic, and the like. And, of course, the markets have been such a roller coaster, up one day, down another, and then inflation and all the supply chain problems, all that stuff's just added to the instability. But there's I'm getting a little bit of a message of a little bit of stability and a little bit of hope out of the Cramer research team tonight. I like that. Scott Martin is with us, also Hillary Cramer, the CEO and executive. And Hillary, you know, we started a couple of weeks ago with a little kind of mini series in the show of some stocks that billionaires love. Now, I think it's interesting to talk about them from a couple of perspectives. One, billionaires, you know, they got there for a reason. There's a reason why they became billionaires. And if they are seeing something in certain companies that the rest of us may not see or know about, it's probably informative to understand that. So I know you've got a couple of more from that that we want to get to tonight, and I know that there's some IPOs that we haven't talked about that your IPO team is excited about as well. So where do you want to go next?
Let's just go through some of these interesting aha moments when you hear what these very successful billionaires are doing. And can we start with a friend of mine, Andreas Halvorsen? We were at Morgan Stanley together from 1986 to 1989, and he runs Viking Global Investors, which is one of the largest hedge funds in the world. He is buying T-Mobile. He already has a 7% of T-Mobile, $1.7 billion he's put in. Now, why does he think it's such a defensive great name? It has to do with the bull case is that, of course, there's this $30 billion merger with Sprint. And the deal closed well over 2 years ago. And, you know, there's some escalating benefits. You know, the street is finally seeing those synergies. And there's a lot of this mid-band spectrum. And I got to tell you, a lot of my friends, including me, I'm friends with me, are saying Verizon has these dead zones. And it looks like T-Mobile's pretty good. So I like that one. You can do pretty well. I think that that there's some nice upside for anyone who wants to buy TMUS. Okay. Now, another one that I thought was actually very interesting was Canadian National Railroad. John Armitage, he has this Egerton Capital, very, very well-respected British, and he's just turned all of his money and interest in this in CNI, Canadian National Rail, believing that that we're just going to see commodity prices soaring, which means it's going to be a boon to all of the transportation companies. I don't know about you, Kevin, Scott. We keep hearing everyone talking about the big shipping companies and how well they're doing and how everyone should be buying into them. I'm much more wary of those. I think Scott did, was it Zim?
Zim, oh yeah.
Zim,
we love Zim.
That was one I really liked. I really liked Zim when you did that. But generally, we got to be really careful about trying to get cute out there. So it's a thumbs down. What about you, Scott, for Canadian National Railway?
Canadian National, I think, I'm just thinking about in terms of the oil shipping or the oil transit. And it's why Warren Buffett loves the railroads, because they push the oil out of Canada down to the Gulf Coast and then out to the world. So with that, that might be a decent buy. We'll take another look at that one. Companies I am not happy with that the billionaires love. Robinhood is in the headlines today. Yeah, the insiders are grabbing shares. It might get thrown together with another crypto exchange. And it turns out that the other crypto exchange denied all knowledge today. So Robinhood went up today, going back down tomorrow. Don't bother with that.
Okay, interesting. And Robinhood was so hot, right?
Robinhood moment is over. Yeah, it'll be, I don't want to say it'll be
chopped
up.
Well, that was the platform that all the crowdfunding meme stocks were doing, right? So that's where the stocks that shouldn't have been doing well that everybody bought and made popular for like half a week, that Robinhood was the methodology with which they were using to do all of that. Friends, when we come back, we're going to get into more of these stocks that billionaires love. And I know that Hillary has some IPOs that she wants to tell you about before we're done. All that straight ahead. Don't go away. It's Money Night, Radio Night Live.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station. Founded in 1938, the King's College is a Christian liberal arts college in New York City's financial district with majors in business, finance, politics, journalism, media, religion, and so much more. Every single program at the King's College is rooted by a politics, philosophy, and economics core curriculum, providing students with a framework for understanding the way the world works and how it is influenced. Because of this, King's graduates are well-rounded, critical thinkers. Hope you take an opportunity to get started. Visit tkc.edu and find out how you can attend the King's College in person or online. You could book an in-person campus tour Monday through Saturday. Apply to the King's College for free today. Just go to tkc.edu. Don't just go to college, go to King's. Start your journey. An extraordinary school, a Christian liberal arts college with a disciplined curriculum and a Christian worldview. In person or online, find out how. Go to tkc.edu, tkc.edu. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. It's a look at today's most compelling stories and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to daybreakinsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's daybreakinsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's daybreakinsider.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
You never know who will drop by the Joe Piscopo Show.
Katie McFarland, kind enough to take the time to join us.
Well, good morning to you. And Joe, I really want to congratulate you and applaud what you're doing because you're bringing truth to a lot of people. If you're watching CNN, if you're reading the New York Times, you're really not getting a fair sense of what's happening in the nation today. And so good for you.
Listen to Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Now you can travel to Israel. Spend 10 extraordinary days in the Holy Land this November. Collect remarkable memories on a trip that will change you forever. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza lead our tour of Israel with our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Join them and enjoy picturesque and unforgettable places you'll treasure for a lifetime. Reserve your spot today at standwithisraeltour.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
You can't sleep. You can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Another kiss is all.
Well, it's Monday night at Radio Night Live. We always like to start the week with a look at the markets. And, you know, the futures look good for tomorrow, Scott and Hillary. I'm just looking at the where everything's, you know, at right now in the off hours. And, you know, everything's in the green. But they all were down today. You know, NASDAQ nearly a point. Dow was a fourth of fifth of a point. S&P was about the same. And we've got a situation where, you know, you're in the middle of the year. Nobody knows if the elections are going to work. Will Republicans be able to keep this kind of crazy spending that Washington wants to do under control? And really, some of the policies, like, you know, not instigating, you know, getting the baby formula stuff going quicker, and some of the other, you know, outages that people are having with all their supplies. This is real stuff that impacts real lives. So with this kind of like tepid little, you're not pessimistic. You're cautiously cautious, but slightly optimistic about where we're at. And I'm just curious, Hillary, what's driving that for you? Why do you see a corner maybe not being turned, but maybe you found the tip of the corner so far?
Because when it gets to the point where everyone is saying this is the worst, right? Recession's around the corner, inflation is through the roof, our economy is tanking. This is like 1982 or 1991 to 1993. You know, they're even likening it to 2008, 2009 without the slam down from the financials. But that's when the market comes back, you know, and sometimes you have fallen angels and, you know, they're not going to get their wings back. But sometimes you have fallen angels and they're going to come back really strong. And I just got to throw this one out there because it's so funny. Shoes.
Yes, Crocs. I know you've got a, Crocs. You love Crocs. You were talking about them 2 weeks ago.
Now, we talked about them. So I would say we've talked about them. Then we've had breaks in talking about them. I've talked about Crocs with Joe Piscopo numerous times. Especially at the beginning of the pandemic when Crocs was giving away thousands of pairs of Crocs to medical workers, which was great. But the stock is down 72% from its 52-week high. But yet, if you talk to anyone, you want to do your research out there on the street, really look at channel research, everyone's buying Crocs. They're hotter than they've ever been before. So it's really just a concern that consumer spending is going to pull back, that, you know, rising interest rates are going to hurt people whoever's buying a house is now going to be paying more. And so it's not really Crocs that's the problem. It's just that everyone's thinking no one's ever going to want to buy a pair of Crocs because of the economy. But if there's something you are going to buy, it's going to be Crocs. If I bet you anything, at Christmas time, there's going to be a lot of Crocs as presents because they're the right price point. Now, why are you laughing, Kevin?
Well, you always have this way of finding these little nuggets that nobody else really sees. And in the break, a couple of breaks ago, you mentioned Warby Parker. Now, I happen to, the only glasses I own, and I have to wear some for farsightedness, the only ones I own are Warby Parkers, and I've always thought they were a little inventive, little engine that can, but what is it about them that you like?
I think Warby Parker is, they have merchandising and design that people do love. People
at a price people can afford.
Absolutely. They understand the look. And you know, it's just so interesting that in this day and age, you go to Europe, and the Europeans are wearing these, like, they're weird glasses. Like, you can't even believe it. They're, like, out of some kind of, you know, like, Incredibles, you know, cartoon film, you know, movie. Well, you know, with big, huge discs and strange metal across the nose. And here we are in America, and we still wear basically the same glasses that we have worn for the last 40 or 50 years, right? Some are wireframe, you know, John Lennon's, you know, we have our Clark Kent glasses, right? I mean, like, basically, that's all we have. Warby Parker comes along, and they just know how to merchandise. So that's why, you know, I believe that in the billionaires who are saying that that's where there's going to be opportunity. I like it a lot better than Ray Dalio buying Procter & Gamble, especially who's doing that earlier in June. Sure, of course he buys Procter & Gamble. It's a safe bet, right? He doesn't know which way things are going, and he's showing his hand by saying buy Procter & Gamble. And it's true, you need Pampers no matter what, but you also, you know, you need your glasses. We're all getting older. Baby boomers keep getting older and older and older, but not dying off. We just keep getting older, and our eyes keep getting worse. So, Warby Parker for everybody.
Well, okay, so there's some other things that I know you want to get to. There's a couple of IPOs that you had mentioned to me, and you said, if I don't get to these, or Scott said, if she doesn't get to them, make sure you mention PFHC and MICS. I'm curious, Scott, you picked those out specifically. What is it that the Cramer team likes about those?
Well, first of all, we like those because they're actually making us money in a world where IPOs have been really, really sketchy. So just that tip of the iceberg of the edge of the bottom, that's these two stocks. Because anytime you get an IPO behaving,
so what do they
like
do? What's the company all about? What are they?
MICS. mics. They make karaoke equipment. And so as the economy reopens, as we get into summer, people have parties, the business is doing
well.
We
need to
feel
good. It's a human need.
Heck yeah. Yeah, we all have that need to sing. And so, and they're getting into Australia, which if you ever party with the Australians, you know they love to sing loud. And so it's been a great stock for us so far. We got in, I think, six. It's at eight now. It's only been a couple of weeks. But that it's a positive move. And the more of those we get, the better we feel. ProFac, super easy. That's a PFHC. Went public about 6 weeks ago. Fracking. Drill, baby, drill.
Wow.
I don't have to tell that story.
Well, yeah, of course you don't, because right now anything that is energy independence is going to be red hot. Because Hillary, did you fill up your pickup truck at the gas station this weekend? What'd you pay?
I paid, I guess, $100. Then they started again, and it was about $35 more.
Oh man, I've got friends in California that paid $8 a gallon. $8 a gallon. $8. That was in California, but they have extra taxes for all the clean energy stuff that they're supposedly doing out there, which I'm not sure. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to finish with stocks that billionaires are buying. Hillary Kramer with us on Radio Night Live. Stay here.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
While the media and political class is obsessed with supporting anything and everything that's outside of America, it's important that we focus on our country, our families, and the businesses which need your support. PatriotMobile.com, the only Christian conservative cell phone company, offers broad nationwide coverage with the same cell phone towers as the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their U.S. customer support team are superb. Switch today to a company that shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, and sanctity of life. Call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with offer code GORKA or go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Special extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Switch today.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Hillary, we've got 4 minutes. Stocks that billionaires are buying and why.
David Tepper, I think he's the smartest of them all. His firm is Appaloosa Management, and the stock he's buying is Microsoft. And he continues to increase his position. I think he's up another 4.5% with his Appaloosa portfolio. And he sees what so many don't understand, which is that Microsoft has pricing power and is in the gaming industry and has fought successfully to be in back-end server services, basically the cloud. It's one of the strongest balance sheets in the world. $104 billion of cash. That's what they have. Now, what about Chevron? I think we got to talk about our friend Warren Buffett, you know, again. You know, he's got $23.5 billion of Chevron, and he continues to buy it. And so he's up 24% in 2022. He's doing well. Now, we could turn around. Look, he's a long-term investor. He might go and dump the whole thing. But he thinks it's incredible value. And then the last one I want to mention, don't worry about his politics. Watch what he does in the market. You want to get even with people? Make money from what they're doing. George Soros has been buying Salesforce, CRM. They're the big cloud giant. And, George Soros made a pretty timely move because Salesforce has been delivering on their earnings, on their revenue. They've beat estimates. And I can tell you firsthand, Salesforce is a very expensive company to do business with. And people are willing to pay a lot of money for that back end, to everything from testing their website and order forms to creating marketing databases. Of course, what else would it be? Sell that artificial intelligence. It's getting out of control, isn't it, Kevin? You mention one word and you end up with 10 emails and Instagram and even Facebook advertisements that have nothing to do with anything. You might have mentioned, you know, oh, here's a good one. You know, I'm going over a bridge called the Gunpowder Falls in Maryland, Gunpowder Falls. You know, and then I got to get ads for, you know, guns, and bullets, and ammunition. And
well, and with, like, the Supreme Court case, with the Supreme Court case on Thursday, I wanted to know how ammo dealers were doing tonight. We're going to have to come back to one of your favorites.
Olin.
I think it's Olin. But that'll have to be next week because we're running out of time. And friends, if you want to get any of this replayed, you go get the podcast at Radio Night Live at the Kevin McCullough section of all your favorite podcasters, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. Scott Martin, thank you for being here, sir. We always appreciate your research and diligence.
We try. Thank you, sir.
You got it. And Hillary, we couldn't do this without you, lady. You are the bomb diggity, if they can still say that these days. Now I'm going to get ads for bombs. Anybody, hey, are you trying to take out your enemy? Join us. All right, so that's it. Anyway, have a great night, friends. Tomorrow night we talk travel. And, of course, we're off for a full week. We got wellness, we got legal, we got fun. It's all straight ahead. Every night, 7 o'clock. See you then.